live, bring up whatever you want, and do it toll-free, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we have waiting for you there with you in studio. It's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And we'll take your phone calls about anything coming up more on the job application questions, those psychological tests that they have you take prior to accepting you into a new job position. We'll get back into that here in a moment. But last night, we actually had a truck driver call into the show. He called toward the very end of the program. And he was listening on XM. Now, on XM, on weeknights, we're delayed broadcast by 2 hours. So what we're speaking into the mics now will not be heard for another 2 hours on XM.
That's right.
And so what he was asking us about was he was getting screwed over, in his opinion, by the trucking company he was working for. He's an owner-operator. And he basically said that they're shorting him on miles. He, you know, would go on a 200-mile run. They'd pay him for 170 of it. And that it had added up to the point where he was owed, in his opinion, $15,000. But he really liked the job. He really liked, you know, generally working for the company he was working for, and was wondering, what do you do? I mean, does he, you know, get an attorney? Does he go after these folks? If that happens, does he then lose his job? And then was it really worth it to go after them? How does he, you know, get what he believes is owed to him out of this company without losing his job? And so we threw the question out there to any drivers who are interested in responding, and I suggested drivers interested in responding should contact us at the start of the 8 o'clock hour Eastern Time, and here's one of them. Dave is in Ohio. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Okay. Hi, guys. Great to talk to you.
Hey, man. Thanks for calling in tonight. Very, very good of you to follow up on this question.
And thanks for keeping America moving.
Okay, well, little background. I've been out here about 25 years, and this guy has fallen prey to what I believe is like the biggest scam that's legal, and it probably, if you added up all the numbers, would make Bernie Madoff look like he robbed a candy store, okay?
All right, tell me more.
Okay, what this guy is falling for is called a buy-lease plan, and these companies want to sell you a truck on a lease purchase deal, and what happens is they get people, you know, and they give them a big sales pitch and tell them all the money they're going to make, yada, 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 no money down. Well, what happens is you don't own that truck. They own the truck. You pretend you own it. And basically, that's what he's caught up in. He's in a contract. I can just about guarantee you, and I'll get into the mileage in a minute. I can just about guarantee you he's working for substandard rates on his mileage to begin with. You need to make about $1.65 or $1.70 a mile to be able to run a truck and pay yourself and live. He's probably getting around $1 a mile, I would guess most of them do.
He said that he was paying $800 a week for his truck.
Oh, yeah. Let me ask you this. If you can make so much money owning a truck, why would every company out here that you turn around and see one want to sell you a truck? Because they're not making money. They're not making money running trucks. And see, they broker the freight. They take a percentage of that. And by paying these guys $1 a mile instead of a percentage, they're even making more. You can't take that truck and quit this company and go to another company.
So he has to work for that company.
Until a truck's paid for, if it ever gets paid for, because what happens is,
so he's like an indentured driver.
He's a peon,
basically.
Is the definition, that's, I would say.
Exactly, guys. He's more of an indentured servant, and they pump him full. This is your truck, the yada, yada. Well, no, it's not. It's kind of, instead of an owner-operator, it's a pretender-operator.
Hmm.
But you get so many people, and times are tough, and they get these guys, and they hold big seminars and draw people in who don't have jobs or would like to drive truck, and they don't know anything about trucking. And it's, you know, they send in a bunch of guys that are like used car salesmen, and the next thing you know, they're signing on the dotted line when they don't have a clue about what they're getting into. And that's probably what he's into. Now, I can explain the mileage, too.
Yeah, let's hear that.
Okay, the way it works is there are different ways mileage is paid. It can be paid by what's called practical miles.
Right.
Which is probably the best. It's actually the practical miles to get to where you're going. There is what's called household mover guide miles, which when I started was the standard. That basically pays post office to post office, zip code to zip code. So in other words, that's probably what's happening to him, why he's losing a percentage of his miles. He's probably getting household mover guide miles. And then there's also hub miles.
He described it as air travel miles.
Well, I don't think he knows what he's talking about. It's not air travel. It's basically a household mover guide, and that was the standard. Zip code.
Do they measure from the center of the zip code or like the outer edge of the zip code?
What do you think?
The outer edge.
Yeah.
So if I'm on the far west side of Chicago zip code, and I'm going to the far east side of, say, Philadelphia, well, I've got to go all the way to the eastern edge of the zip code in Chicago for earning money. And as soon as I hit the western edge of the zip code in Philadelphia, I'm driving the rest of the way for...
Interesting.
Yeah. To me, it seems completely unfair. I mean, why don't I just unhook the freight and leave it right here at the end of the zip code?
Well, that guy's so far in debt, and he doesn't have a clue to what he's doing, or he would have never gotten out in the first place. But if there's anybody listening out there who's thinking about this or who has questions, there's no such thing as a lease purchase that's good. And if I can mention the name of an organization that they can contact that'll help anybody out immensely, it's called OIDA. And you don't have to belong to call them and ask them questions, legal or otherwise.
What's it stand for?
Spell it out.
It's OOIDA. It's Owner Operator Independent Drivers Association. And these folks, they have a legal department. They have all sorts of things at your disposal. I'm a member. I've been a member for a while.
And it's interesting.
And they're one of the few groups that actually go to Congress and fight on our behalf.
Dave, so let me see if I've got this straight. I think it's fascinating. I'm glad you called in with this expertise. You said that this lease purchase thing is something that scammy companies will offer to drivers in order to make them feel as though they're an owner of their own truck. However, they're ultimately leasing the truck from the same company that they're driving for. So normally you would drive for a company or you'd be an owner-operator and you'd come in contract for them. In this case, they make you feel like you're an owner-operator, but you're still just one of their drivers who's then paying the company $800 a week for the privilege of leasing their own truck.
Exactly. And it's really...
And what happens if you break the lease at that point? What happens if you decide, I don't want to work for this company anymore? You don't get your $800 a week back, do you?
Matter of fact, you still owe the rest of the truck that you have not paid for, and you will not have the truck.
And they'll take that truck and they'll put it back out on the road in somebody else's name, while you're still trying to figure out how to pay that off.
So if our caller last night was in one of these situations, the last thing he wants to do is bring a lawsuit to bear on them, right? Because then they could just end their arrangement.
Well, my guess would be that he doesn't have a leg to stand on.
Yeah.
And I can tell you, if he takes a copy of his lease and calls OIDA and faxes it to him, they'll tell him, but I know what the story's going to be. I mean, I've heard this story 100 times over the years. And, these guys get into these deals and they don't know what they're getting into. And the next thing you know, they figure out they're pretty much working for free and, go bankrupt or whatever, or try and tough it out and starve to death. I mean, it's not a good deal.
Dave, excellent information. I really appreciate you scheduling that call tonight to make sure that all the drivers who are listening, because we have a lot of drivers obviously listening to us on XM, and I'm sure they all heard that tonight and they really appreciated the expertise. Dave, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. And again, his website that he plugged, OOIDA.com, the Owner Operator Independent Drivers Association. That's OOIDA.com. Learn something new every night here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crisis. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
And time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, toll-free number here. You bring up whatever is on your mind, 855-453. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. You're free to call in and talk about anything, and the show is live. The show's live every single night of the week. So, again, go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features we have on our website. One of the main points on the site actually allows you to submit content to it. So as you're scrolling down the front page and you see the numbered items as you roll down the page, those are all items submitted by listeners like you. and then voted upon. So once you submit the item, it then appears on the upcoming stories page. It must receive a certain number of votes to be promoted, as it's called, to the front page of our website. So it's all user-driven. And it's a great way to get a feel for what at least a portion of the Free Talk Live listening audience thinks is interesting online. And another great website that you can get liberty-oriented news is Freedom's Phoenix.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed, real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to FreedomsPhoenix.com and sign up for the free daily dispatch at Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com.
Let's go to the phones, to the fun. John, listening in Indiana, he's an XM listener to America's Talk during the week. Hey, John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good to talk to you guys. Thanks for taking my call here.
Sure,
hey,
go ahead with your thoughts.
I listened to the guy last night. I think his name was Alex, and I believe the guy that you just had on before me covered pretty much everything I was going to say about the truck driving deal.
Yeah, about these lease purchases that are apparently quite the scam.
Right, right. And I was just going to mention, I wrote down a few things here about the OIDA, the Owner-Operator Independent Drivers Association.
Why don't they call it OOIDA?
OIDA.
Why don't they call it OOIDA? There's two O's in a row.
I have no idea.
OOIDA.
Yeah. I would confuse that with the French fry company.
Yeah.
right. It's kind of like the NRA for the gun owners. You know, that's their lobbyist group.
But yeah,
it's
sure.
The lobbyist group for truck drivers. And you can be a union, non-union, owner, operator, lease purchase guy or whatever and still be a member. And, you know, they got all kinds of benefits and things that go along with that.
So what did you want to add to the discussion?
Well, I listen to XM 166, listen to Free Talk Live, and then right after your show is the American Truckers Network on the same station.
Oh, really?
You know,
good.
It's out of Cincinnati, Ohio, and they're on for about 5 hours at night. And, you know, people, truckers call in all the time.
Sure.
And then also on XM on 106, there's another trucker station. And I wasn't sure if he was a XM listener or not.
He was an XM listener, and we specifically asked for folks to call in at this time, so hopefully he would make a point of tuning in to hear it.
Right. So, you know, that's two things. All he had to do is listen to Free Talk Live for 2 hours, and then he can listen to his trucking thing. And that's all I wanted to
You know, I asked the question of him last night if he spent any time on trucker websites. I know that there are, you know, sites for professional drivers where...
Lotvisits.net.
I don't know about that one, but there are sites that you guys go to. Are there any besides the OOIDA.com, besides OOIDA.com that you would recommend drivers check and other interested parties check out?
Well, they can go to Road Dog. I think it's also called Freewheeling. And that's part of the 106 station, and they got specialty people on there all the time. They have tax consultants on there. They have people that talk about lease purchases, what to do, what not to do. And they also talk about your own truck maintenance on there. You know, you got this type truck with this type transmission, you haul this, and it's got and the best tires for that truck.
I mean, the trucking industry has really had an amazing change over the last decade and a half where information technology has really come into the cabs of trucks. A lot of these guys have wireless internet in their trucks. I mean, the average truck driver is probably more likely to have Wi-Fi or whatever in their cab or some sort of form of, you know, 3G, 4G, high bandwidth connection than I'm probably the average driver on the roads, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, exactly. And, you know, there's our... And right now, you know, they all switch into this onboard computer, and they tell you exactly how far you can drive and when you got to stop because there's hardly any logbooks anymore because the computer tells you what to do.
John, thanks for calling and sharing your thoughts tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE.
Yeah, so I'm sorry. I was crying at the end of John's call because, you know, I just said that lotlizards.net just off the top of my head. Just
is it real?
Well, not only is it a real website, but it redirects. I was expecting, you know, some sort of, like, cheesy, awful site. But it redirects to this other page that is all about electronic resources for public libraries.
What?
Weird. weird. Yep.
It doesn't
sure
make
does.
Any sense.
Okay.
You know, as far as truckers go, I think they're allowed to drive 10 hours a day. And, you know, this is to keep people from being too tired behind the wheel or something like that. When I go on a road trip, I often drive more than 10 hours a day. But, you know, when you could just pass down a regulation on somebody else, it's pretty easy just to go tossing around whatever numbers, arbitrary numbers you feel like. But I always thought it'd be a good idea for truckers to have like a husband-wife team to drive. Because I know a lot of companies use teams, and, you know, what if you get teamed up with somebody you don't particularly like hanging out with? Like, you know, Ian.
Let's continue with Vince in Indy. Vince, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Great. Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Vince?
Listen, I wanted to, I don't know if you feel comfortable, but the radio station that you used to be on, WXNT.
WXNT in Indianapolis, right?
Yeah, they don't have you on anymore. They went to a complete sports format.
They did. Yep, that's unfortunate, but that's how the cookie crumbles sometimes in this business.
No, took Glenn back, and they took everybody off, so. I was wanting to mention to you, I watched an interesting movie. It's called Why We Fight.
Right.
And, I mean, it had all the a lot of military veterans, former veterans. And they talked about the Vietnam War, and they talked about Dwight D. Eisenhower's statement when he was leaving the presidency. About the
military-industrial complex.
And they talk about things that, you know, that a lot of people like, they're, you know, Halliburton, and I can't remember all the other military contractors there are, but they're quite
a few. This a movie that you rented, or you were able to watch online for free?
I watched it on the satellite, because I get HBO.
Great. Why We Fight.
So you recommend it then to the listenership?
Yeah, because it's an old
Vince, we got to let you go. It sounds like you're talking through a pillow or something. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Yeah, unfortunately, WXNT changed formats a couple days ago.
Now, I was listening to that show, you know, and it was... Didn't you say that there are already several sports stations in that market?
There are two of them.
Yeah,
so they are now the third sports station.
Wow.
And
really love their sports down there.
Well, it's kind of the new thing, I guess, to flip talk stations to sports stations. I guess some general managers and owners feel like that's a safer format because it won't be as offensive.
Maybe you need to just do your radio show a little bit more like this.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. If you go to lotlizards.com, it's a placeholder page, so you get kind of general lot lizard-related search results. There's one here, a YouTube video, looks like Lot Lizard on CB and rated R. I'm interested to hear what that sounds like. More coming up. You can take control. Bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. SACL CAI toll-free line for you. I take control of the airwaves. That's the point of the program. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us over on our website, freetalklive.com. And the features on the site we give away. News updates. You'll find out about what's going on with the show first if you are on our news lists. We have an email list. You can also sign up for Facebook or Twitter. So whatever your preference, go to news.freetalklive.com. That's news.freetalklive.com.
The phone lines are brought to you by SACL CAI. SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. If you've got a business and you need to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, SACL CAI can handle it for you. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. SACL CAI.
We are going to come back to this job application story, I promise, here in a little bit. But something came up right before we went back on the air. Mark walked in the studio. You'd gone out to do something, and Johnson and I were watching the Lot Lizard video that I briefly mentioned toward the end of the last segment, because we'd gone to lotlizards.net, and Johnson, you'd found it. You were just throwing that out there as a silly joke URL. You went there, and it ended up redirecting to some kind of library association. So I went to lotlizards.com, and it was one of those placeholder pages where they just kind of generate content based on internet searches. And one of the videos that had come up was Lot Lizard on CB, rated R video, and it's a YouTube video. So you can pull this up on your own. I can't really play the audio from the video because it's explicit, so we'd have to use our dump machine on it, and that wouldn't work. But as Mark is walking in, we're laughing about this video. And you revealed to us moments before we turned the mics on that you don't actually know what a lot lizard is.
Well, I think I know what a lot lizard is. What I've been told a lot lizard is a used car salesperson.
Okay. I'd like to just make it clear that if you're not sure what something is, please throw it out there. But you were sure. You thought it was a used car salesman. And maybe that is another definition. I'd be interested in seeing what Urban Dictionary might have on lot lizard. I never heard of it as a used car salesman. I see where that comes from. A lot lizard, the classic definition, at least in the context of talking about truck driving, Mark, a lot lizard is a woman of the night.
Oh, yes. Specifically one that frequents truck stops.
It's sad that we're on radio right now because I would love to just program him with a false answer. I'd love to take the opportunity. Like, you know those geckos in Florida? Well, the truckers get like 100 points for actually, you know, running one of those over.
I know that.
So we were
playing. I'm not going to follow for that one.
So the video, the content of the video, it's about a 4.5 minute video. The content, we've got about a minute and a half through it before we had to go back into the show. But the content is basically a truck driver recording his CB radio with a video camera as someone named Juicy, who is the ostensible lot lizard in this case, is advertising her wares on Channel 19 on the CB radio. And then she takes it up to the top where they go to Channel 40. And several drivers follow her to Channel 40 and begin conversing.
But now, so is this common to advertise oneself in this fashion?
I don't know about that.
I mean, it would seem like that's a good way for cops to catch you, too.
It would seem like that if cops are monitoring Channel 19 for lot lizards. And I don't know how frequent that is found around that behavior.
You catch more truck drivers than cops.
A lot of times, too, they'll just go up knocking the doors of trucks. You know,
right. That's kind of the classic way to do it, is to hang out at the parking lot and then just, you know, advertise oneself in physical reality. So whether this is common or not, I don't know that that answer. Maybe our drivers out there have some experience with hearing lot lizards or what. You know, it could have just been some kid playing with the truck drivers. So who knows?
Hmm.
Who knows, you know, if it was
so
a real deal or not.
Taking it up to Channel 40.
By the way, Urban Dictionary is basically universal. I clicked through a couple pages here, and I haven't found the car salesman.
You haven't found the car salesman. Okay.
So taking it up to Channel 40, what's the significance of that?
So you take the conversation off Channel 19. So
and Channel 19 is what?
Channel 19.
More universal?
The trucker channel.
Channel 19 is the universal call channel for CB radio. So if you're ever traveling, you want to have the CB on Channel 19. You'll be able to talk to truck drivers and other folks who are traveling at that time. And there's another 39 channels out there that you can then, if you want to have a long conversation with someone, you move off of Channel 19. It's bad form to have a lengthy conversation there.
Quick anecdote, because I just recently got a CB for my vehicle, right? I had it on an Amazon wish list for a long time. Had one in college, and I finally got a CB again as a gift
this
holiday season. And so I went to turn my CB on. You know, I'm getting ready to drive back up from Connecticut to Keene. And the moment I turned it on, I was so pleased because the very first thing I hear is the trucker just going, "Well, there, yeah, I saw this deer sitting in the bar while the hunters are out there freezing their butts off, and you know, deer's in there drinking." The first thing I heard when I turned my radio off.
What does that mean?
Nothing. Well, he's just telling a joke about the deer being in the bar while the hunters are out freezing their butts off.
I see.
Like, deer's just sitting back and relaxing. I was so pleased to have, like, you know, just trucker humor immediately.
Yes. It was not Mark and myself went down to New York City when
and
we were
my
going
wife,
to the yes and Jack.
Jack in the car.
We were going down to New York City for the bit. I think that was for the Bit Instant grand opening.
Right.
That we were there for broadcasting live, and I had my CB with me just because, you know, it's fun to have a CB, and it can be useful as well if you get traffic jammed.
It was very informative. Like, immediately on my trip, of traffic jams everywhere because it was, you know, holiday season. So
yep.
It's very useful.
So, yeah, they can come in handy.
That was my first experience of being in a vehicle with a CB going, really.
But the truckers didn't know that a four-year-old was listening, and so they didn't moderate their language, and that was upsetting.
I don't think he was quite four at the time, and, you know, it's repetition of the term.
The F-bomb, specifically.
Yeah, I still don't think that Jack, in, you know, the few times that he's managed to be where, you know, some media device or another has, you know, played the F-bomb in his presence, really doesn't seem to know what that word means.
He'll figure it out eventually.
Yeah. Yes, it's inevitable.
It's only a matter of time.
It was about six for me. Little boy named Johnny, the next street over, said that the worst word in the world is spelled F-U, and then spelled the rest of it out for me, and I pronounced it. Like, you know, I'd read the words duck and buck before. I knew what these words. Maybe I was seven, but I mean, this just didn't even. I'd never heard it before.
Yeah.
And what? That's a dumb sounding word. And you know, then
is that the worst curse word, or is the C word worse?
Well, To our minds at that moment, that was
it
the
was
worst.
Certainly bad. Yeah.
Well, to me, actually, at the time, it wasn't bad at all because I didn't even understand what it meant. Mm-hmm. It was just this kind of funny noise.
I'm very thankful to a neighbor on the block when I was that age, 5 years old. My I had an older neighbor. I believe he was probably about 8, maybe a little older. Taught me all the swear, so I knew them at 5.
Oh, God damn.
Such a valuable
all
skill.
Of them too. It was like just a one shot lesson. It was great.
So, let's go back to the topic, unless you want to share your lot lizard stories with us at 855.
Or how you learned your cuss words.
Let's go back to the topic about these job applications.
You know,
service.
They say that for the people from foreign countries, it's one of the first things that they learn. It's how to curse.
I'm telling you, if I ever do an ESL, English as a second language yeah. course online, like offer, you know, because it's a good way of trading languages, too, if you want to learn another one, that will be one of the first lessons. Because, you know, you want to draw people into your class, so why not?
I worked at a Greek restaurant for a while, and you know, I got a couple of words that are sort of useful, Fredisto, and you know, how to say thank you, and all, you know, a few different things out there, hello and goodbye, same thing, Yasu. But I learned just as many cuss words in that amount of time.
So one of the topics we were covering in the end of the last hour, which we never really got to dig too far into, was this Wall Street Journal report. Jonathan, you brought this in for show prep a few weeks ago, and then somebody called in to request it last night. We had actually never gotten to it. And it's all about these personality tests that people take when they're applying for a job. Anyway, the journal continues with their piece here. The questions they're talking about are rarely straightforward, and neither are the answers. Psychology is involved, after all. Applicants may try to give answers they think the company wants to hear and aren't likely to admit to character flaws or bad behavior. So there can be a great deal of opacity regarding what the questions are even measuring, say psychologists.
Yes.
Moreover, test makers say a single answer holds little meaning in its own right and must be weighed alongside a series of other responses. For the best predictive results, companies often find out what traits their high performers display and then test for those characteristics. So we're going to actually go through some really common personality test questions and then talk about those in a little bit more detail. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line, and we'll continue that discussion here in moments. You can also bring up whatever's on your mind, whether it's about applying for jobs or anything you want. Goes. It's Free Talk Live.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly. 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Toll free tonight. 855-453. That number brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Hey, maybe you like this show and you'd like to help support Free Talk Live? You can do that by shopping with us. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through the links you'll find on that page. There are links to Amazon for the U.S., the U.K., and Canada. You click into the right Amazon for you, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase price. It's Amazon, the same Amazon you're used to with the same great prices, same huge selection, free Super Saver shipping, all of that, what you're used to. You're just entering through our affiliate link, so Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale instead of Amazon keeping it all for themselves. So go to shop.freetalklive.com and know that the Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. Coming up here in just under 2 months, the Liberty Forum will be taking place in Nashua, New Hampshire, same place it's been for the last several years. Free Talk Live has been broadcasting live from the Liberty Forum ever since it began. We've been at every single one of them, and we're going to be at this one as well, being able to do our show and getting to talk to you in person if you're there, and if you're not
there. It's like a giant remote broadcast for Free Talk Live.
It's kind of, sort of what it is, but there's a lot more going on beyond that, but there are a lot of Free
Talk Live. There's a lot of promotions that go on at remote broadcast, too, you know.
There are a lot of people.
Balloons at the car shop.
Attending this event who are Free Talk Live listeners. So I think it's like a third of the people last time we checked. About a third of the attendees were active Free Talk Live listeners of this particular event. So it's almost like a Free Talk Live convention that we don't have to throw, which is kind of nice. We just get to show up, do our show, and get to meet people. So you can go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. Also, Johnson will be selling his wares, the Free Talk Live official gear. Will be available in person there as well. So.
What I think is great, too, is that at this event is that they'll be able to walk around, you know, people will be able to listen, you know, at the event, headphones, whatever, and be able to be mobile and listen live because of the radio.
If you can get an AM radio that, you know, you can actually carry with you.
They make those.
They do make
tons
those.
Of them.
But how many people have them?
Yeah.
What he's pointing out is we're now on weeknights on WSMR.
WSNN in Nashua. Yep, that's
right. But someone could also just, you know, if they have one of those portable radios, they could just set it up in a room there or something like that.
Yeah, they could totally
gather around and listen, you know.
But or you could just come down and see us in real life because we're going to be right there and meet other Free Talk Live listeners at the same time. But that's not the main reason to go to the Free State Project's Liberty Forum. That's just a sideshow.
Yes, it is.
The main reason is to go and be with other people who love the ideas of freedom, hundreds of them, all in the same hotel for the weekend. Plus, you get to see great speakers as well. Tom Woods is going to be the keynote speaker there, but there are several other booked folks who will be speaking there, including the token libertarian girl, who we might get a chance to talk about here in the third hour of the show. She stirred up some controversy online with one of her YouTube videos today about women in the liberty movement, or rather why it is she thinks the liberty movement is missing women, why there aren't enough of them. And that's a big question that's been talked about kind of here and there throughout time in this freedom movement, and it stirred up some controversy today. So lots of interesting speakers, controversial speakers, over at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. It's February 21st through the 24th. Get registered, and we look forward to seeing you there. As we continue here, we'll take your calls. West is on the line listening in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, West.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm just calling in because I don't know if somebody's called in about this yet, but there's a new document published on the Internet, and apparently as of the 31st of January, 2012, essentially a new law enforcement agency has been created to unify state and federal governments. It's called U.S. NORTHCOM Publication 3-20.
Okay.
But, I'll just read the first paragraph here.
I thought this was what the fusion centers were for.
Well, yeah, apparently they keep stepping it up.
Okay.
It says the Council of Governors and the President of the United States have identified the need for dual-status commanders to unify the response efforts within the 55 territories of the states of the United States of America. United States Northern Command, U.S. NORTHCOM, has identified Title 10 deputy commanders to lead a joint support task force element that will integrate state-level DSC staff, which means dual-status commander, basically just a new, this is basically martial law. I mean, it's overriding state authority to the federal level.
Okay, so obviously we're not familiar with the story. You're saying it's a document issued. Is there any kind of news release around this or some sort of, RT story, some place you could point us to get more information?
Well, that's why I said U.S. NORTHCOM, one word.
Mm-hmm.
With one M, U.S. NORTHCOM, Publication 3-20.
Or just go to www.northcom.mil, which was launched in 2002.
Okay, and so this is news from last year. You're saying that, is this the military? No, NORTHCOM's the military, right?
U.S. Northern Command. I believe they're associated with
NORTHCOM. Well, you can say it's the military, but now almost indistinguishable from your state government.
Sure. Well, thanks for the heads up on that. We'll see if we can do a little bit more digging, try to learn a little bit more about it. I mean, the feds have always been meddling in local law enforcement affairs, and they've been trying to team up and, connect databases and things like that for a long time. So, obviously, we don't know too much about this one, but maybe someone will be able to really kind of review this. How many pages is this document? Is it really long?
The full thing is 194 pages.
Yeah. So I'm hoping that there's somebody that's taken the time to, parse through this and maybe write up a summary piece about it. That obviously would be more useful because we don't have the staff manpower here to really be able to, do that kind of work.
I was just letting the listeners know because this is something I didn't know.
Great. Well, thanks for the info, Wes. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE, toll-free number.
I'm here at northcom.mil, and I can see here there's a banner for NORAD's tracking of Santa.
Yeah.
This is 2 weeks old.
Yeah. Right. Well, it's a government website.
Pathetic.
What do you want?
Right.
So 855-450-FREE, we were talking about the psychological tests that are given out to folks as they're applying for jobs. And the Wall Street Journal has a piece about it, some of the common questions, maybe digging into what the answers mean. Question number one, on television, I usually prefer watching an action movie than a program about art. Choices, A, often, B, ? C, rarely. This question from the 16 personality factor questionnaire addresses an applicant's preference for logic versus feelings and intuition, says the chief psychologist of the test's publisher, the Institute for Personality and Ability Testing. Someone opting for an action flick may be more fact-focused, an important trait for analytical jobs. Those who mark rarely may have more creative personalities. If they choose the question mark on B, it doesn't tell you much. Perhaps they do both an equal amount, or perhaps they simply aren't sure.
It's just such nonsense. I'd much rather, you know, it's funny because, you know, I'm an artist. I'd rather watch an action film.
Right.
How does that compute? It doesn't.
To suggest that you would be more fact-focused because you like to watch things go boom, I don't get that.
It doesn't make any sense. It's the wording of the question is terrible.
Number two, true or false? People often expect too much of me. This question from the California Psychological Inventory indicates a test taker's conceptual fluency or ability to understand complex concepts, says Rich Thompson, the director of research at test publisher CPP Inc. Someone who answers true to this question is likely to be easily overwhelmed and may not believe in his or her own talent.
Right, it shows a person who doesn't have the personality type to be have a bunch of work loaded up on them, a disproportionately large amount of work loaded up on them.
Or if they answer the question, it depends. Do we consider employers people?
Number three, true or false, I like parties and socials. True would be a positive sign for the sociability scale, indicating an outgoing personality, but it's a negative for independence. It could mean that you like being part of a crowd, says Dr. Thompson, and if you like being part of a crowd, perhaps you follow the crowd.
Yeah, I think that this is just sort of a way to make employers feel good about weeding out, thinning out the potential job applicants. There's so many trends going on in hiring employees that disturb me. I kind of get the one where they check your credit, but your Facebook page, getting the password to your Facebook page, giving you these personality tests.
Think about this.
Some of these personality tests, they're just way off, too. I mean, here's you know, an interesting tidbit. I was denied, based on a personality test, to work at Blockbuster a long time ago. Blockbuster. I love movies. I know a lot about movies. I'm good at sales. It's just so ridiculous. It's like, what? You know,
it's outrageous.
I was overqualified for the position by far.
855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control. Although I wonder how many of these personality tests would even exist if business owners were able to just call the prior companies and ask them questions openly about employees. You're prohibited by law from doing that stuff. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is next.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.